with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! Hail, Silver!
Dan Reed, the 14-year-old nephew of the Lone Ranger, knew where the masked man was camped and headed in that direction. But his horse, Victor, had traveled a long distance and was tired and thirsty. Dan reined up at a small, well-kept house near town.
Oh, oh, Victor, oh, boy. Yeah, Victor, oh, boy. Guess we'll find water here. People that live in a nice house like that ought to have some.
Hey there, stranger. Welcome. Sakes alive, you're welcome as the flowers in spring.
How do you do, ma'am? I just wondered if I could water
I don't see... Why, well, sakes alive, you're just a lad. Riding a right smart horse, too. Where you from?
No place in particular. I just wanted to water my horse here.
Well, it's sodden talk. The horse already sees the water trough.
Thanks.
Holmes is my name. Annie Holmes.
I'm glad to know you, Miss... Mrs.
Mrs. it is, son.
Oh, I'm Dan Reed.
That's a good name. Let your horse go. He'll find the water.
Go on, Victor.
Don't get much chance to pass the time of day with folks. Ever since my man died, I've been pretty much alone here. Game to stop in town?
No, ma'am.
Camping alone?
Well, not if I meet friends.
I see. Are the Nashes friends of yours?
Nashes? I never heard of them.
Dakota Nash, that's what he's called. Got a daughter by the name of Linda. You ain't never heard of the Nashes?
No, I haven't.
Well, there's quite a tribe of them. Dakota's the main one. Orny old buzzard he is, too. You wouldn't get no water from him. Uh-uh, not from Dakota, no siree. He lives over yonder. Never gets around much on account of the rheumatics. Folks say his soul's as crippled as his joints.
Oh.
Best you be warned about him in case you do figure on stopping around here. Nash and all the rest of his outfit think they're better than other folks. You may pass by his place in the valley. Quite a layout there.
There is, eh?
Yep. There's about, four or five men in the family, each with a family of his own.
I guess Victor's through drinking now.
Squat for a while and talk. Now, you be downright careful if you go past the Nash spread. Nash is pizen and ugly. Well, would you believe it, sonny? There was a young cowpoke that was trying to pay court to Linda Nash and Dakota up and shot him.
Golly.
Yes, sir, that's the truth.
Did he kill him?
No, but 'twarn't his fault. He tried to. And Jim will wear a stiff arm for the rest of his life from Dakota's bullet. Bob Bates never could get Dakota for it either.
Who'd you say?
Can tell by your face you heard of Bob Bates.
Isn't he a sheriff?
He is, and a good one in spite of the fact that he's mighty young. Say, how do you know about Bob Bates?
Oh, I've heard of him. My friends told me how young he was.
Bob got himself elected sheriff so he could hunt down the man that shot his father.
Well, I'd like to hear more, Miss Holmes, but I guess I better get along. Here, Victor.
Hold on, Dan. Here comes a couple of riders.
My friends will be looking for me.
Look at those two. One is Linda Nash and t'other's Bob Bates. See him?
Yeah.
Dad, rat it all. Look at the way they're cutting south so Linda won't have to pass my place and pass the time of day with common people like me.
Well, thanks for the water, Miss Holmes.
Shucks, that weren't nothing. Wish you could stay a while, Dan. Like more talk with you.
Well, maybe we'll meet again, huh?
Say, if you go past the Nash spread, be careful, son.
I will be. Come on, Victor.
Wait, Bob. I want to watch that white horse. Whoa,
whoa
there.
Whoa there.
My, what a horse. Isn't it a beauty?
I'd sure like to own it, Linda. I never saw finer.
I wonder what that rider was doing at the Holmes place.
I don't know. I never saw that horse around here before. I can't...
What is it, Bob?
I've heard of a white stallion, but the man that owns it's masked. But that rider was just a boy.
I hope Annie Holmes didn't see me.
Oh, Linda, now don't start.
I know, Bob. If she saw me with you and said something about it and got back to Pa,
look
you
here,
know...
honey. Why don't you let me call on your Pa?
No, you mustn't.
But I...
You promised me you wouldn't.
I won't break my promise unless you say I can. But I know darn well that if I could just talk to old Dakota for a little while, I'd get him to say we could be married.
Not now. Not yet, Bob. Maybe someday. You know how Pa is. He made a vow and he'll keep his vow. Just as you'll keep yours.
Don't mention that, honey.
I mention it only to show how serious Pa is. You know you'd keep your vow to get the man who killed your father.
Uh-huh.
No matter who he was. Well, Pa vowed that none of his family would ever leave the valley. And if I married you, I'd have to...
I wouldn't live in the valley.
That's just it, you see, Bob?
I don't see why he's so set on keeping you there for the rest of your life.
Nor I. But it's the truth, and it's all there is to it.
Well, what's he got against the people that live away from his valley?
I don't know. But I do know that he'd likely take the horsewhip to me if he heard that I'd been seeing you.
Oh, well, let's dismount and graze the horses for a spell, Linda.
No, not for long. I should be getting home.
Just for a few minutes. I reckon I need you, Linda. Need you mighty bad.
Bob, dear.
When I'm with you, I sort of forget about the things that Ma told me.
The murder of your father?
Mm-hmm.
You were young then, weren't you?
Yep. Ma told me about it.
How would you know the killer if you found him?
Well, no.
But how? Do you know what he looks like?
No. Fact is, Linda, I know mighty little about him. But something tells me I'll find him, and when I do, I'll know it. They used to call him the Wildcat. Well, what's the matter?
Bob, what did you say?
They used to call the killer the Wildcat.
Wildcat?
Honey, what is it?
Tell me more about him.
Well, there isn't much more that can be told. He's left-handed, at least he used to be, and he walks with a limp.
A limp?
Yeah. There's something wrong with one foot. It makes him walk sort of lopsided.
Bob, I...
What is it, Linda?
I must go.
But wait, I'll go with you.
I must go alone. Get up there.
Lone Ranger and Tonto were in camp when Dan arrived, reined up, and dismounted. The lad was filled with the story of his meeting with Annie Holmes and told what he'd learned.
Dakota Nash, huh, Dan?
Yes, sir. He's a mighty mysterious sort of critter, too. There must be something about that valley of his, or he wouldn't act the way he does.
Oh, plenty of people here like that, Dan.
Yeah, well, anyway, I thought you'd be interested in it because I've heard you speak of the sheriff, Bob Bates.
Yes, Dan.
Him, plenty grim feller.
From the time he was a child, he's had just one ambition.
To get the man that killed his father, huh?
Yes, Dan. Here, Silver.
Are we riding?
Dan, Tonto has to find some herbs in this woods.
Herbs?
Medicine. He thinks Scout needs some. He'll need you to help him.
But you're riding?
I want to see the valley.
Nash's?
Well, I've never met Nash, though I have heard a lot about him.
You're going to see if there's something mysterious about the place.
Dan, there's a little mystery around here. But you go and help Tonto. I'll be back soon.
You'll
not want help fix Scout, Dan?
Is Scout really ailing?
You come. We go find her.
Daddy, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Linda arrived at her father's ranch and found the bitter old man on his chair by the fireplace.
Well, it's about time. About time, I say. You've been gone a long time, Linda.
Yes, sir.
Mighty long time.
Oh, I didn't see you, Morgan.
He's been here telling me a few things.
Cowtone tea as usual, huh?
How you see here?
Oh, keep still, Morgan.
I sent you to talk to the sheriff. I wanted some information.
I talked to him.
Yeah, you sure did.
Morgan, I don't like your manner. But if you want me to say any more, send Morgan away.
Won't you tell me what to do, young lady? You saw the sheriff, eh? Well, go on. What'd he say?
He told me.
You've been seeing a lot of them, ain't you?
Why? What do you mean?
What I said. You've been meeting them on the sly.
And don't you try to deny it.
I see. So you've had Morgan spying on me.
If I want the facts, I get them.
You lizard, Morgan. You sneaking lizard.
Oh, you needn't get so high and mighty, Linda.
Keep still, both of you. Linda, Bob Bates is still hunting for the man that killed his father, ain't he?
Yes.
I told you, Dakota, that Bates would tell her anything she wanted to know.
Does he know the critter's name?
No.
Well, speak up. What did he tell you? What else did he have to say?
Someday he'll get revenge for his father.
How'll he know the killer?
He'll know him.
Stop evading. I ask how.
He knows the man was once called Wildcat.
I see. Wildcat, eh?
It's about all I could learn. Oh, Dad, don't ask me any more questions. I won't say any more.
Stop your sniveling. You'll tell me what I want or I'll do what I promised to do in the first place. I can learn all I want by just having Morgan and a couple of the others go and bring the sheriff here to me.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. He might get rough, and then we'd get rough with him.
Now, you speak up, or I'll have Bates right here and loosen his tongue the way you won't like to see.
Dad, please.
Yeah, I'll go get him.
No, no, wait, Morgan. I'll tell the rest.
Then talk.
He said that the Wildcat was left-handed, and he walked with a limp. There now. Isn't that enough?
Is that all you've got to say?
Dad, oh, how can you sit there that way? How can you sit there, not that knife?
Why should I?
I'll show you why you should. Here, take this knife.
Hmm?
See? You used your left hand. It's for the limp. Maybe you limped when you were able to walk. And that isn't all. Maybe you thought I never looked into this desk of yours. Well, I have. I'll show you what I know.
Yeah, you see him.
Shut up, Morgan. Leave her be.
Here you are. How do you account for this gun? An old gun. And it has a name carved in the handle. It says Wildcat. Now, you can explain.
I don't explain a thing.
Is this your gun?
I don't have to account to you, Linda. Lock her up, Morgan.
Pa. What was that?
You heard me.
You mean to keep me, your own daughter, a prisoner?
If he don't, you'll bring Bates here shooting.
Listen to me, both of you. I'm probably wrong in thinking that because you are my father, I owe a certain loyalty to you, no matter what you are. I wouldn't tell Bob Bates that you're the man he wants. But I will not stay in this house or in this valley.
Well, we'll have something to say about that.
You can lock me up if you want. You're stronger than I am. But I warn you, I'll escape at the first opportunity, and none of you will ever see me again.
Lock her in that room over yonder.
You needn't try to drag me. I'll go.
You needn't try getting out the window, Linda. I'm going to board it up.
You remember what I said.
Lock it and bring me the key, Morgan.
Here you are, Uncle.
Linda is all in the world I've got.
Yeah, she's high-tempered like a colt. I reckon she'll tame down some.
I'm an old man, Morgan.
Oh, you're
Don't try to tell me I ain't. If I could only be sure that Linda's going to be taken care of, I'd be happy. But as it stands now, she hates me.
She'll get over it.
She hates me.
I'll Silver!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. Tonto and Dan had finished collecting the medicines when they heard the approaching hoofbeats of Silver.
Hi!
Oh, Silver, steady boy, who?
Hello, Dan. Tonto, I learned a few things at the Nash place, steady.
What you learn good?
I don't know. I think Bob Bates is at last going to come to the end of his long trail.
You mean he'll find the man that killed his father?
Yes.
Golly. Tonto told me how you and he knew about Bates.
Yes, Dan.
Who killed Bates?
Tonto, evidence points to the fact that he was murdered by the father of the girl young Bob loves.
Oh, that bad. Plenty bad for Bob.
Nash is afraid his daughter will tell Bob what she knows.
What girl know?
She knows that her father has a gun with a name on the handle.
Oh.
Her father thinks she will go to Bob Bates and tell what she suspects. But he's keeping her prisoner.
In her own house?
Yes, Dan.
What an old fire-eater he must be.
Dakota is a strange sort of man, Dan. Hard to understand.
He must be.
Otto, I'm going to that house tonight. Meantime, I want you and Dan to ride to town and tell Bob Bates that his girl is a captive.
Golly, I'll bet he'll come forward with guns blazing.
He won't, Dan, because Tonto is going to disarm him.
And what else me do?
I'll give you your instructions, Kemosabe. Then I'm going to call on Dakota and tell him a few things he may not know. You see, I knew a man called Wildcat.
The Lone Ranger waited until after dark before returning to the valley. He ground hit Silver, then crept to the lighted house, waiting till he saw Dakota, the old man, alone, before he moved to an open window and silently slid into the room.
Dakota.
Why, you...
Keep your voice down.
Mask. By thunder, ain't a man alive can get away with this.
I said keep your voice down until you've heard what I have to say.
Now, drop those guns. I'm armed, you see? My bum legs ain't slowed my shooting any.
You won't shoot before I speak, Dakota. And after you've heard me, I don't think you'll want to shoot. Bob Bates is looking for a man who used to be known as Wildcat.
I know that. What's it to do with you?
There's a gun on that table. It's a gun that killed Bob's father. The gun that Wildcat used.
Well, that all you've got to say? If so, you can take off that mask.
Dakota, I know who Wildcat is.
Hmm?
Do you?
None of your business.
I've made it my business. I can prove everything I'm going to tell you. Now put down that gun and listen.
For some time, the Lone Ranger spoke in a low but decisive voice, while the lean-faced Dakota Nash listened with increasing interest.
Well, what's to be done about it?
A friend of mine has already gone to town for Bob Bates.
Oh, I see.
He'll be coming here.
Ready to pump lead through me.
We'll manage to prevent that.
I sure have.
Seth?
Morgan, now listen.
It's all right, Uncle. I've got that mask critter covered. Stand up and turn around.
Oh, you're Morgan Nash.
Don't reach for those guns. If you do, I'll let you have it.
Morgan, I'm going to reach for a gun if you don't put your own weapon away.
Do what he says, Morgan.
Never you mind, Uncle. I understand. He's got you buffaloed, but he don't bluff me.
You won't shoot, Morgan. You're too much of a coward to let me see your trigger finger tighten. You know that I can draw and shoot before you can snap the trigger.
Big talk, come on.
You asked for that, Morgan.
Oh, my hand.
I'll let your cousin out of that other room.
Dad, are you hurt?
No.
Morgan.
All right, I'm going for the door.
You're lucky he didn't. Mister, I never saw a gun whip like that one. Your bullet smacked his pistol right square.
Oh, Max.
It's all right, Linda. I reckon there'll be quite a bit happen in the next hour or so.
It'll start to happen in the next few minutes.
I lost.
Stay where you are, Morgan. I'll let them in.
Now, what's the shooting? Nash, you all right? What's going on here?
Look, the masked man. Morgan, sir.
Grab him, boys. Grab that masked man. He tried to murder me.
Stand back.
All of you, keep still and listen to me.
Don't shoot.
No attention, Linda.
I'm giving the orders here. Jake, Pete, all of you. Holster your guns and pay attention. Morgan got his gun shot away because he tried to be too handy. He ain't hurt none.
But who's the masked man?
He's here on business. My business. I'm expecting more company, too.
I hear horses coming.
Then leave the door open so the riders can come in.
Ash, it's the sheriff.
Bob Bates coming here. Oh, Dad.
What's he coming here for?
He's got a couple of fellas with him.
Oh, a redskin and a lady. Not more than a kid.
Friends of yours?
Yes.
Well, let him in.
Linda, honey, are you all right?
Yes, Bob, I'm all right.
What kind of a meeting's this? Nash, are these all your men?
They are. And an ugly-looking pack for a man to have to claim as his kin.
Ain't one the lot of them with spunk enough to leave this valley and go out for himself.
Now, Uncle.
Shut up.
You ain't being fair.
You too, Morgan, shut up.
Toto, what did you tell the sheriff?
Me not tell much.
All Toto said was that if Bob Bates came here, he might find the man that murdered his father.
So I'm here. And, Nash, I warn you, if the killer is one of your kin, it won't stop me from doing what I vowed I'd do.
Pack a nerve, ain't you? I hear you're in love with my daughter.
Paul, this isn't the time to talk
about. I am in love with her. And aim to marry her, Nash. Marry her and take her away from this valley where she can see some people that are worth knowing.
Bob, please. You better
wait. I came here, Nash, because I was told I'd be likely to find the man that killed my father.
From what my girls told me, you're looking for a man that walks with a limp.
Yes.
That's left-handed.
I am.
One they used to call Wildcat. That right? What are you looking at?
That gun. There on the table. Mind if I examine it?
Help yourself.
Oh, Bob.
Dakota, who owns this gun?
I do.
I reckon you know what's on the handle, don't you?
Yeah.
Wildcat.
That's right.
The man called Wildcat shot my dad. Shot him from ambush without giving him a chance to defend himself. Shot him with a soft-nosed bullet.
Linda told me for the first time, Bates, that the killer used to be known as Wildcat.
You're left-handed?
It runs in the family. Half of the Nashes are left-handed. What else did your paw know about the killer?
Well, he lived long enough to say that he walked with a limp. Nash, I didn't know you when you were able to walk.
I didn't send for you, Bates.
I know you didn't. The Lone Ranger sent for me.
Yes, and before you came, he told me a few things. He told me what I was to do. For the first time in my life, I let a man tell me what to do.
What's that?
I'm not ready to tell just yet.
Well, then you'd better get ready, because
it's been a long time since your paw cashed in his chips, Bates. I knew him.
You leave my paw out of this.
I was his friend.
So you shot him?
No.
You deny it?
I do.
In the face of the evidence?
Well, ain't it logical that a man might walk with a limp because of a wound in his leg? Then get over the limp when the wound heals?
Sure.
I said that gun was mine. But I didn't say it had always been mine. I made a vow just like you did. I wanted to get the rat that murdered your father. I knew one fact about it. I knew that he was one of my own kin. That's all I did know.
How'd you know that?
I trailed the horse he rode. It was one of the horses from here. I found that gun where the killer threw it. But at the time, I didn't know that the killer was one that used to be called Wildcat. When Linda brought me that piece of news, I knew the murderer of your father.
Name him.
One minute.
Hey,
Nash, you promised to handle this my way.
You talk.
Bates, the killer is named. You'll kill him no matter what it costs you.
I will.
You wouldn't let the law take its course.
I...
You would shoot him, and you'd have to resign as sheriff. You could never marry Linda because you'd be a murderer in your own right.
I want his name. Nothing else matters.
Your sweetheart?
I vowed.
You vowed to get revenge for your father. Let me have the Wildcat's gun. Thanks. I'm going to put one shell in it. I'm going to spin the chamber. Morgan, bring him up here, Toto.
Nice slip out of the door.
Morgan Nash, you are the rat.
You can't prove
That's
it.
That's right, Morgan. Bates can't prove a thing now. There are just two ways he can get you. One is to shoot you. The other is to make you shoot yourself.
You see, Bates, even the Lone Ranger says there's no proof.
Here's a gun. The gun that killed Bob's father. You saw me put a cartridge in it. There are five empty chambers. No one knows whether the cartridge will fire the first time the trigger is pulled, or the second time, or the last time. We're going to give you one chance, Morgan, if Bates is willing.
I vowed that
Bates, if you shoot him, you'll become an outlaw. As good as dead yourself. It will be a murder for which you'll have to pay.
I'll pay.
Oh, wait. Put this gun to your head and pull the trigger. If the bullet isn't fired the first time, you pass the gun to Morgan. He does the same. Then it's your turn. Until one of you survives. If there is justice, the right man will win.
Give me the gun. There. It's your turn, Morgan.
Yeah, but I didn't say I'd do it.
You'll do it or I'll pull my gun right now on you. You're getting a chance.
Yeah, but
the odds are 4-1 in your favor, Morgan.
All right. It's your turn, Bates. The odds are just 3-1 for you.
That suits me. Now, there's 2-1 for you, Morgan.
Uncle, listen.
Don't look to none of us for help, you buzzard. You're getting a mighty square chance.
There. There you are, Bates. 1-1 for you. Go on, it's your turn. There's a 50-50 chance you'll get the one empty chamber.
Sure thing.
One chamber left.
Your turn, Morgan.
Take the gun, Morgan.
Yeah, but I... Now it's a sure thing. I'll die.
You got no choice, Morgan.
You're making me kill myself.
It's your turn, Morgan. Go ahead, Wildcat.
No, don't make me... Boys, you're all my kin. You can't let me do this. Linda, you talk to him. Don't let me look at me that way. You listen, you're the Lone Ranger. You can't let this happen.
Toto, Dan, we can leave.
Well, none of you help me. Listen, Bates, I got my rights. I got rights to a jury trial. Any killer gets that. I got the right to a trial. Maybe they'll jail me for life.
But what? There's no evidence.
I'll confess in front of all of you. I killed your father. I did it with this gun.
That's all you need, Bates. Your paw will get revenge. This skunk will pay in full. You'll be a straight lawman. And a husband to my daughter.
Golly, it worked out slick.
I thought Morgan would turn yellow then. He did.
Him turn plenty yellow.
What if he had fired that last chamber?
Steady, big fella. The shell I put into the gun was an exploded one, Dan.
It was? But then he wasn't in danger at all.
He was in danger. If we hadn't found a way to break him down and make him confess, Bob would have killed him and become a murderer. It was Bob's life we saved. A life well worth saving. Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come.
Get up, Victor.
Oh, Silver! Hold it!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.